Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by John and Laura Moriyama, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Seiji Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Dexter Marr, president of Humpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Good morning, Dr. Marr.
Be the refuge. Hello, this is Dexter Marr, Hawaii Betsuin member, Minister Lay Assistant, and President of the Betsuin Board. Thank you to Mo'ili'ili Honganji for inviting me to share my thoughts with you today. Last May, when I gave my 2020 message, in week 20, the U.S. COVID-19 death toll was under 100,000. Hawaii was in a lull with new cases of less than 10 per day from April 19th to June 13th. After multiple surges, the new cases are back down to less than 50 per day, and vaccinations are underway. Namo Amida Butsu for the diligence of Hawaii's people for following public health protocols, and America's medical scientific community for their breakthrough accomplishments. As we are coming into the Buddha Day celebration date range, April 8th to May 26th, and the Hawaii Association of International Buddhists just had their Buddha Day service on March the 11th, I'd like to share some thoughts on the perennial questions of what do I say when someone asks, what is Buddhism? And why are you a Buddhist? The so-called elevator talk. Most folks answering this question have an American Christian perspective that seeks answers from an all-powerful creator God. So my reply reflects, you know, what's different than Christian beliefs, and why don't you believe in what I do? Though the response may vary depending on my life circumstances at the time, generally, the main idea I try to convey is awareness. Buddhist teachings such as the Three Marks, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, Six Paramitas, Golden Chain of Love, and more guide me to be more aware of how intensely connected we are to each other, things around us, and the circumstances that unfold in cosmic rhythm. Awareness of my own foolish humanness. Awareness of others' struggles and conditions. Awareness of nature's abundant gifts. Awareness of the preciousness of this life. Some might call this awareness realization, or awakening, or even enlightenment. For me, being a Buddhist is trying to live my life filled with day-to-day awareness. Awareness leads to hope through always being supported and surrounded by our planet Earth, the sun, the stars, and the universe. With this kind of hope in mind, I'd like to introduce you to a new author, Chenxing Han, who just published Be the Refuge, Raising the Voices of Asian American Buddhists, in January of 2021. Ms. Han is a California Bay Area-based scholar-author who holds a BA from Stanford University and an MA in Buddhist Studies from Buddhist Churches of America's Institute for Buddhist Studies Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California, where she studied and served as a hospital chaplain. Be the Refuge is a breath of fresh air in Chenxing's exploration of Buddhism in America through the stories of 89 Asian Americans from various Buddhist paths, including Jodo Shinshu. As a graduate of the Institute of Buddhist Studies, which is located in the Jodo Shinshu Center in Berkeley, Ms. Han became intimately connected to Shin Buddhist teachings and history. Interviews took place from 2012 to 2014 with young adult, mostly single 20 to 30 year old Asian Americans. The book provides insights into two American Buddhisms, one white Zen meditation retreat center based, and the other Asian, old country, ritualistic, exotic, monastic, shaved head Buddhism. Author Han offers hope that Asian American Buddhists will step out of the shadows of marginalization in American culture and better express their deeply rooted historical traditions to better illuminate the diversity of Buddhist traditions and give more depth to American Buddhism. Part 1, Trailblazers, explores the Jodo Shinshu contribution and deep historic roots as the pioneers of Buddhism in America. Part 2, Bridge Builders, explores second-generation Asian Americans from post-1965 immigrant families and their experiences adjusting to an American Christian landscape while trying to understand their parents' Buddhism. Part 3, Integrators, looks at those Asian Americans discovering or rediscovering Buddhist paths as new converts to the Dharma. Part 4, Refuge Makers, combines parts 1, 2, and 3 to rewrite the narrative of American Buddhism from two Buddhisms, white and Asian, to a holistic Buddhist understanding that celebrates the diversity and solidarity of Buddhist values. As Chenxing closes her book, she writes, "May the book cultivate the curiosity, generosity, goodwill, and interconnectedness that shaped it into being." Please consider reading Be the Refuge, available on Amazon Books. I'm also happy to announce that Chenxing Han will be the Hawaii Betsuwin 2021 Bloom Futaba Memorial Lecturer on October the 23rd, live and in person. So bring your copy of Be the Refuge for an author signature and stay tuned for more details. So back to how to respond to what is Buddhism about. With thoughts of Be the Refuge in mind, my awareness now includes awareness of the American Christian perspective in responding to the question, awareness of the white Buddhism bias and Asian American Buddhist disregard in American society, awareness of the need to advocate for all historical and diverse Buddhist traditions, awareness that our place in American Buddhism is being defined today by us. Thank you to Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission for the opportunity to gather and share my thoughts again this year. See you next year. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Mar, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 21st, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Spring Ohigan service will be Reverend Thomas Okano, former Bishop of Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, John and Laura Moriyama, and our speaker, Dr. Dexter Marr. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shingo Furusawa. Namo Amida Butsu.
Shines into all.